You're listening to SBS News.
After a year-long investigation into the so-called robot debt scheme, the National Anti-Corruption Commission has finally released its findings. The robot debt scheme was an automated government scheme used by Services Australia since 2015 under the coalition government. It ended up asking tens of thousands of welfare recipients to pay debts they didn't owe. The scheme has caused significant distress to many and linked to multiple suicides. Kath Medwick's son, Jared, received a notice he owed $2,000 to Centrelink under the robot debt scheme.
Around 2.5-3 hours later, he'd walked out of the house and taken his own life over this notice that he got.
In 2021, the federal court approved a $1.8 billion settlement between the Commonwealth and victims of the robot debt scheme. In August 2022, after winning office, Labor introduced a royal commission to investigate the scheme. In July 2024, the Robot Debt Royal Commission referred 6 people to the National Anti-Corruption Commission. Now, the anti-corruption watchdog has delivered its final report, finding 2 people were involved with serious corruption conduct. One of them is former Home Affairs General Manager Mark Withnell, and another one is former Social Services Deputy Secretary Serena Wilson. Kylie Kilgore is the Deputy Commissioner at the National Anti-Corruption Commission.
The Commission is satisfied that Mr. Mark Withnell intentionally misled officers of the Department of Social Services in 2015 during preparation of a budget submission to the Expenditure Review Committee of Cabinet of a proposal that later became the Robodebt Scheme. The Commission is also satisfied that Ms. Serena Wilson intentionally misled the Ombudsman in 2017 during the Ombudsman's own motion investigation into the Robodebt Scheme.
Another 4 people, including former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, have been cleared of any misconduct. Mr. Morrison welcomes the findings, saying they were significant failures that occurred in robot debt. Green's spokesperson for social services, Penny Ullman-Payne, has also welcomed the findings.
It is welcome that a couple of staff have been found to engage in serious misconduct, but the people at the very top, the departmental heads, ministers, have not been held accountable for the destruction that they wrought on so many people's lives.
But she criticised Labor for not following the Royal Commission findings.
Labor committed to those recommendations, and yet they still haven't implemented a 6-year limit on debt recovery. People who've engaged with Centrelink in the past decade have no idea whether the department is going to come after them at some point for a debt that maybe they don't owe or that has been calculated incorrectly.
The NACC investigation involved 35 days of hearing, all in private, which they say is standard practice unless deemed an exceptional circumstance or in the public interest. As for Ms. Medwick, she wishes there could have been more transparency.
You know, nothing's been public. It's business as usual, and the loss and the pain and the anguish that we've all been through has fallen on deaf ears.
If you or someone you know needs crisis support, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14, the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467, and Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800. More information and support with mental health is available at beyondblue.org.au and on 1300 22 4636. Wen Kwong, SBS News.